This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, super excited to spend a little bit of time with you today. Honestly, I think today's episode might be just like one of a small number that is all you need to create progress and momentum and crush your goals. While it might not be like the only one you need, it's definitely one of two or three. There's just not that much we need to know. Which is so funny because so many of us spend a ton of time and energy and money on trying to learn more, but we don't need to. The things that we need to create success are incredibly simple. And I'll tell you where this kind of came up. A couple weeks ago, I was on one of my coaching calls with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, and somebody shared, and I'm so glad that they did, that in watching one of the early week one or week two challenges and looking at the identity journal, they were like, I already know this. It isn't new to me. And they were frustrated by that. And I get it, because in this culture where new information and learning opportunities are everywhere, sometimes we can feel like we're wasting our time if we're not learning something new. And I think that's a big mistake. Because it's not about new information. The litmus test isn't, have I heard this before? It's, am I living with it? Have I made it a practice? Is it a pattern for me? And a few weeks ago, I shared an email with my VIP email list. If you're not on it, just message me on Instagram and I'll happily add you. But I shared that I love to read and I've read so many books, but it's a little like almost disheartening to think about how little that I've read I've consistently implemented. You know, like we read a book and we're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I learned so much. And then 6 months go by and it's, how has your life changed because of what you read? How many of the things in the book that you read are really a habit? And if I'm being very honest, it's very, very few. And I see that all the time in my clients too. So in this VIP email, I basically said that instead of reading a whole bunch of new books, which is what I often do because I just love to read and I love to learn, I've picked 4 books that I'm focusing on for a year, and I'm really going to hone in on establishing key things from those books as habits. So I'm picking like 2 to 4 things from each book that over the course of a year I am going to commit to habit. Because if we look at all that we know, if we had implemented even just 20% of it, if we were consistent in our application of just 20% of all the things we know, our lives would be dramatically different. We would probably be millionaires and we would be fit and healthy and strong and we would have incredible relationships. The only reason that we're not there yet is because we haven't spent enough time in the application, in the doing, in the practicing, right? You don't need to hear something new. You need to do something with all the things you already know. So I got a bunch of questions in for Q&A episodes, and one of them was like, I know there's not a shortcut, but if there was a shortcut, what would it be? Which I just think is kind of a hysterical question, but there's really an answer to it. If there was a shortcut, if there was something that makes everything easier, if there was something that if you just did this in any area, it would work. What makes getting out of debt easier? Is there something that makes getting out of debt easier and losing weight easier and changing your mindset easier and building your business easier and improving your relationship easier? What would it be? And I'm going to tell you. Are you ready? The thing, the shortcut that makes all of those easier, that if we would just do it, not just know it, oh, really, that's it? I've heard that before. Yeah, but do you live it? Do you live it? Do you really, really live it? That shortcut is never stop. Stop giving up. Never, ever, ever stop. There's a few people in my life, specific people, that if they had just not stopped, they would be in a dramatically different place than where they are right now. And on the one hand, it makes me a little bit sad for them, but I also hold a lot of hope knowing that they can decide right now for this to be the turning point for them. There's one particular person who struggles financially, and it causes her a ton of stress. I would say, just from what I know that she shared with me, she worries about it multiple times a day. And on some days, it's like all day long worrying about financial stress. But she also has this opportunity that if she had just stayed consistent, if she had just not quit, she would have far fewer financial worries and she would be on a path to having none. And the only reason she's not there is because she stopped, because she quit. And it's the same exact thing with a friend of mine who is very unhappy with her physical health and very concerned about her weight and very discouraged by her self-care. And if she had just not quit, she would be in a totally different place in life. Her life would be dramatically different than it is now. And yeah, it can be a little like sad to look at that and see that, and I get it. But there's also a lot of hope in it because that can start now. And what that means is if you adopt this now, you can be in a dramatically different place in 1 year. I started my network marketing business about a year ago, a year and a few months. And I am now making dramatically more every month than I made in the first few years out of college. And it's not that I am more motivated. It's not that I have special skills. I'm relatively not talented in my life. Like I'm mediocre across the board. And it's always kind of been that way. You know, growing up, my sister was really smart and she got really great grades. And I just kind of did okay. You know, I didn't do poorly, but I didn't do great. And it was the same thing with athletics. My sister was an incredible athlete. She was captain of everything, played every sport, was really good, you know, got all the trophies and was always getting rewards for being the best of the best of the best. And I wasn't terrible, but I wasn't great. I was just kind of average. And that's good enough. That's good enough. There's not anything in my business right now that I do that I'm like the best of the best. There's not anything. I'm not the worst of the worst either. But I just haven't quit. I just haven't stopped. And it doesn't matter. I don't want you to listen to this and be like, yeah, you're right. Like if I had just stayed consistent trying to get out of debt 5 years ago, I'd be debt-free right now. Or if I had just stayed consistent taking care of my body, I'd be 100 pounds less by now. Because the point is, from where you are now, you can move forward differently. You can be in a dramatically different place 1 year from now if you just stop stopping. I have worked every single day, 7 days a week, for over 6 years. Now, I haven't always worked a full day on Sundays or on Christmas or whatever, but I have worked on Primal Potential every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for over 6 years. And I'm not saying be like me, don't take a day off of work. I'm actually working on working less. But my point is consistency. It's not that I had an easier path in business than somebody who was inconsistent or didn't make it or who quit or who never got it off the ground. I have been frustrated. I have been scared. I have had setbacks. I have had major losses, just like everybody else. The difference is I've never stopped. I've never stopped. The same thing is true with my health. I've had tough times. I've had frustrating times. I've had doubts. I've had fears. I've had setbacks just like you, but I will never stop. I will never stop. Never, not once. Now, does that mean we have to be perfect? No. This is not an argument for not stopping is the same as being perfect. Not at all. I don't even believe perfect exists, and you've probably heard me say that a million times on this show. Perfect doesn't exist. It's not what I'm striving for. I think perfection is misery making because it's not real. But never stopping, never quitting is about continuing to show up day after day, continuing to show up and make a great choice immediately after a choice that you don't feel good about. It means putting in effort every single day. It means I'm here to start again every day. It means I'm going to try. I'm going to put time into it every single day. I'm here to start again in any and every moment, and I'm going to try every single day. With my network marketing business, I didn't start out knowing what to do, and I didn't start out having an abundance of time. In fact, I started out having very little time. I haven't been perfect. I've made mistakes, but every day I do something. Every day I do something. And when I have a setback or a frustration, it doesn't stop me. I feel the discouragement and I keep going. And that is why it gets bigger and it gets better every single month. It's not a special skill set. It's not knowing something that other people just don't know yet. They haven't learned that I have. It's just that I keep trying every day. I do something every day. The frustration doesn't stop me. The disappointment doesn't stop me. The fear doesn't stop me. The doubt doesn't stop me. Nothing does. That is the biggest thing. I never quit. I will never quit. I don't quit. I won't quit. And that's the thing. That's the ticket. That is all you need. You just don't stop. Yes, there will be moments when you don't care and you don't want to and you're frustrated. That is okay. And you don't stop. You never stop. You never quit. You just won't. Is it the only thing? I don't think so. Is it the most important? Is it the most powerful? Yes, I do think so. One woman's opinion. I also think a commitment to thinking differently and thinking better changes everything. In my marriage, I try to think differently and think better every day. With my food choices, I try to think differently and think better every day. In my workouts, I try to think differently and think better every day. And we can do this by, a lot of people will be like, okay, that sounds easy, but like how? Asking better questions. The whole notion of chasing cupcakes is questions. That's why the end of every chapter has questions. That's why the end of the book has a long list of 200 some odd questions you can ask yourself. So asking better questions is part of how you can think differently and think better, but also looking for different perspectives, upgrading your mindset. That's the very reason I created the Daily Mindset Upgrade texts, where every day, because here's how it started. I needed to upgrade my mindset intentionally more than ever in these last few months. And so as I was doing it, I'm like, this is the very stuff I teach my clients. I want to share how I'm using it in my own life. So I put forth these daily mindset upgrades where every day I send a text message. It's an audio message and it's just a short few minutes that explains a way to upgrade your mindset, to change your perspective. Do that work. You can do it on your own or, you know, for less than 10 bucks a month, you can do it with me, but pursuing different perspectives is part of it. Never, ever, ever quit. Say that to yourselves a million times. I don't quit. I don't quit. I won't quit. I'm here to start again. I'm here to try again. My frustration is separate from my action, and my emotions are separate from my decisions. And then becoming a better thinker. And then maybe there are some other things that make it easier, right? Shortcut to financial freedom? Spend less. Spend less money. Go through and see what you can cut. Call your cell phone provider or your cable provider and ask, you know, what promotions they have or if they're able to reduce your bill. You know, hey, I really need to find a way. If you have this conversation, you call, let's say, Sprint. And you say, you know, I've been a Sprint customer for this period of time. I really need to find a way to reduce my bill by $15 a month. Can you help me with that? What changes could I make that would reduce my bill by $15 a month? I really can't be paying more than X. And then you can do that with your cable provider. You can do that with your car insurance. Before you know it, you've had that conversation 3 or 4 times. You're sneaking up on an extra $100 that you can put towards savings or you can put towards debt. Shortcut to financial freedom, make more money. Make more money. You know, and a lot of times people say, well, it's not, I don't have time to do something else. Okay, make more in what you're doing now. I remember I was at the top of the salary range for my position and my job before I left Primal Potential. I knew they weren't going to be like, oh yeah, sure, we'll just give you more money because you want it. No, that wasn't going to happen. So what I went in and said was, if I can get this done, if I can achieve this thing, would it be worth $5,000 to you? I'm just throwing out a random number. Absolutely. Okay, if I can do it in this time frame, would you be agreeable to me getting a $2,500 bonus? Only if I hit it, right? And in the context, there was a bunch of different things, but like we were trying to launch a new product at the time. And we were trying to do it in a certain time period. And I said, if we get this product launched in this time period and it generates this much money in the first 6 months, because I had a role in the marketing of it, could I get a $2,500 bonus? Yeah, absolutely. Because I was showing them how it could be a win for them. And a lot of people, when it comes to making more money, they're just like, I deserve to make more money. I'd like a raise. For me now as a business owner, that has no appeal to me whatsoever. You know, like, okay, you think you deserve a raise. Great. I think I deserve more effort from you. So congratulations. But if somebody came in to me and said, Elizabeth, if I was able to, let's use the Chasing Cupcakes workbook as an example. If I spearheaded this project and I was able to get this live within 6 months and we did X in sales in the first 6 weeks, would that be worth a $1,000 bonus to you? And I get to decide yes or no. And if I said no, then I would hope they would say, what I'm looking for is to make X much more. What would I need to change? What would I need to do differently? This is like going in a totally different direction, but I think this is important. What would I need to do? What value would I need to add? What could I take off your plate or accomplish or achieve that you would be like, that's totally worth an extra $1,000? That's a powerful question. Now, I wouldn't be super pumped if they just put it on me and said, hey, can you think of some things that would be worth a $1,000 bonus? No, because then I have to do more work. I want them to bring me ideas, right? But if I'm shooting down their ideas, then I want them to come back with some questions so that I can coach them. Now, not all situations are going to be open to that, but a lot of them are. And if yours isn't, you get to decide if you want to go someplace else, right? You get to decide that maybe what you need to do is get better, skill up, become more valuable to your employer. And again, we're talking about things that make it easier. So in this case, getting out of debt or becoming financially free and financially abundant, making more money really helps with that. It's one of the reasons that I teamed up with Amare, because I didn't want all my eggs in the basket of Primal Potential. For me and for my family, that's not responsible. And I put anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes a day into that. And I had to make some changes to my schedule to allow for that. I watch less TV because of it. But watching TV does not create financial security for me. Now, what about other things? You know, shortcuts to health. Stress less. I know you've heard it before, but are you doing it? Since you first heard that a lower stress level will not only facilitate weight loss, but it will dramatically improve your health, what habit have you adopted that you are consistent with to reduce your stress? It's not just that you've heard it before and that you know it. What are you doing with it? Stress less. What are the things? Do you even know what are the things that you stress about most and why you stress about them? Have you sat down and asked yourself what would need to change so that this didn't stress me out? What's another perspective that puts me more in my power and less in my fear? Stress less. Sleep more. Shortcut to health. That will not only support hormone balance, you will experience fewer cravings, less hunger, more energy, more stable mood if you are sleeping more or sleeping better. What needs to change? Do you need to be more structured in your routine with your kids so that they are getting to bed earlier so that you can get to bed earlier? Do you need to be a better steward of your time during the day so you're not up late catching up on things? What have you put into practice that is a habit for you? One of the things for me is I had to watch way less TV. There was a time when I would probably watch a couple hours of TV every night, And I felt like that was very normal. And now I probably watch a couple hours of TV a week, and that allows me to get more sleep. Because I could have the same thing like, oh, my days are long and I might not get off a webinar until 9:30 and then I'm keyed up and blah, blah, blah. But there's always a way. What are you doing about it? Shortcut to health? Eat better. Eat better. And do it consistently. What can that look like today? If you were going to eat better today, what would that look like? You know, one of my things that I don't necessarily consider a shortcut, that's a little bit strong in terms of the language, but I would say it helps me a lot, is supplementation. And I'll give you a perfect example of why. I don't know day to day that I'm getting all the nutrients that my body needs. I do know that I'm certainly not getting the bacteria that my body needs every day. I'm not willing to leave that to chance. Even when I eat really well and really balanced, I'm sure that I'm not just like perfectly nailing, checking the box of how much magnesium I need and how much iron I need and how much calcium I need. Absolutely not. And so I supplement. And that helps my energy. It helps my performance in the gym. It helps me sleep better. It reduces my cravings and all of that sort of stuff. So that's something else that you can consider. Now, that does not supersede eating well. It does not supersede stressing less. It does not supersede sleeping more. But if you've got all of those things in balance and you're looking for the next level, then I think that can be it for so many people. But the magic bullet, the secret sauce, the difference maker is never quit. Never stop trying. And I say that to myself over and over again as a mantra. I don't quit. I don't stop. I don't give up. I keep going. Yes, I take punches. Yes, I have bad days. And I never stop. I never quit. I won't stop. I don't give up. And I think a lot of folks would really benefit from making that a serious and sacred mantra and operating system in their lives. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.